What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Oh man, it is new music time. It is Panda Top 20 time. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. My name is Danny Myers. I am joined by Alon Fong, our chart professor. How are you, sir?
I'm good, man. Absolutely ready to get this top 20 out for April. We're in springtime, Danny.
Do you realize that we, next month, the May Top 20 will be the Top 20 podcast 10-year anniversary? We got to do something special. I don't know what to do, though. You guys tell us what to do, if you would, man. Leave your comments in our Facebook group, which is What's Hot in the Strip Clubs, and let us know what we should do for next month, because I don't know. But we're not talking about next month just yet. We're talking about this month, and there are 14 debut tracks. So if you are looking for some new music, boy, do we have it. Only 6 songs from last month's chart made it over to this month's chart, including a new number one. So where are we at, Lon?
All right, number 20, we're starting with Fred again, his latest track. It's got Baby Keem, K-E-E-M, K-E-E, 2 E's. I thought I said 3 for a second. Ah. This is all one word, all lowercase, Leave Me Alone.
I think they want to be left alone, don't you?
Yeah, leave me alone, damn it.
A little tidbit on that particular song. When I was looking for it, there are so many different remixes at so many different beats per minute. So, yeah. You know, find one you like. There's slow, there's fast, there's mid-tempo. So there's a bunch out there.
And leave Danny alone, damn it. Another debut at number 19, Bend It Over, O-V-A. Short for ovaries? I don't know. Lola Brooke, A Boogie With The Hoodie, and Big Freedia.
Well, I said we got a bunch of debuts. 20 and 19 were both debuts. Are we going to continue that trend with number 18?
You're damn skippy. This is Kill For This Shit. Gordo and Young Dolph. Fast money, fast cars, I live for this shit, bitch. My young nigga, no man, they gon' kill for this shit, bitch. Shaking my head, my future too real for this shit, bitch. My first investment was a
Yeah, the interesting thing about that song, and I'm going to throw this in real quick, it's a great beat and everything in there. They don't have the vocals in there a whole lot, though. So it's mostly beat, not a lot of vocals.
All right. Number 17 was Bubbling Under. In fact, the next 3 tracks were all Bubbling Under last month. This is What I Want, Eliza May.
You know, that was a song I brought to our other podcast, Panda Off the Charts, where we picked some new music. I think it was about 2 months ago when I brought that on, and that's where we learned that Eliza May is a DJ out of California.
Indeed. Lots of remixes of that one as well, different yes. tempos you can find. In fact, she has an Eliza May remix that is more of a house version of it. All right, number 16 from Bubbling Under. No, this isn't the Butthole Surfer song, but it is called Pepper. It's by Flo Dan and Lil Baby. Of course, Skrillex did the production on it.
Take a walk with the full moon. Roll button and zipped up. It's all kicking off soon. best stay with a quick, bruv. I don't know about your goons. Round here, everything lift up. Whether it's draw, win or lose, none of my friend them give up.
Let's do it. Ain't come here to talk it out, let's get into it. Froze up, now he froze to death, he should've blew it. Told you you can't f*** with us, you should've knew it. Yeah. We gon' do the most, yes. Foot all on they throat, yes. Oh, you want to ghost the bitch.
So, Alana, you ready for a little controversy? The most controversial song I've heard in a while?
Okay, sure.
Bring it to us.
Now? Right now?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Can they handle it?
I hope so.
They might, like, rip their hair out, and if they're driving, they might just jump out the moving car. They might jump out the window.
It's going to be a WTF moment. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked by it. We just don't like the song that much.
Oh, a lot of people don't.
Go ahead. What is it, Alon?
Beyonce, you know, stirring up that beehive, the hornet's nest, the proverbial hornet's nest, because she wrote a country song, y'all. And there's a lot of gatekeepers, you know, just like all the rock people who don't want black artists doing rock music. There are a lot of country artists who don't want black people doing country music. That's all it is. This is okay. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce.
At number 15. Alexis, and throw your keys up.
Hey.
Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come pour some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a bitch, come take it to the floor now.
And the funny thing about all that controversy is most of those forms of music came from black music. So blues, soul, gospel. That's where country came from, rock came from, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know that that everybody's as shocked at that as just Beyonce leaving her normal roots and going to country. That's the way I understand the controversy. I didn't really think it was a race issue.
It was not even the song. I think it was more the she wanted to be admitted or accepted into the Grand Ole Opry.
Ah, said. Okay. I guess Dolly Parton got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so now Beyonce wants to get into the Grand Ole Opry. I got you.
Yeah, I think that's sort of where the controversy was, really.
Ah, okay. Where's our next one?
Number 14. It was number 20 last month. It's City Girls and Kim Petras. This is Flashy.
Tight and I illuminate like the light, yeah. Know these chrome hearts don't fall off. I got Cartier on call, y'all. Lit up like a disco ball.
Back to debuts again. I was shocked when I heard this song was covered.
Yeah. Well, it's not covered, just remixed.
Yeah.
The original singer's on it. So number 13, the original track was big in, like, I don't know, 2010, 2008, somewhere in there, 2008 maybe.
I was thinking earlier than that, but I can't be positive.
I think it might have been 08. All right. In any case, Kevin Rudolph, remember him? He did a rock hip hop album with Lil Wayne too. He produced his stuff. Anyways, this was his big hit song, Let It Rock. And Burnout, B-V-R-N-O-U-T, has remixed it, along with Kevin Rudolph in tow. So this is Let It Rock, Kevin Rudolph, and Burnout.
Yeah, I like what Burnout did with that. I mean, you know, it's cool. Very cool. We are 8 songs into our Panda Top 20 for April 2024. We have 12 more songs to go. We will bring you those next.
This is DJ Mike D with my chums Danny Myers and Elon Fong right here on the What's Hot in the Strip Club podcast on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus meal plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Hey, welcome back. We are in the Panda Top 20 for April 2024. My name is Danny Myers. Across from me is Ilan Fong, our chart professor. We have 12 more songs to go on the April Panda Top 20. Are you ready to bring that to him, Ilan?
Number 12, featured on Panda Off the Charts last week with our episode with Giovanni Yanez from Giovanni and the Hired Guns, good friend of the show, talented rock musician. Check out his hot new track, Chiquita, by the way. But Danny, I believe, right, you brought this track to the
show? Yes,
to
I
the
did.
Show? Okay, that's what I thought. Bryson Tiller's latest, this is Whatever She Wants, banger.
Pick up bougie ass to Rodale and let her pick up whatever she want. CC Gucci, Hippo, take her whatever she want. She pissed me off somehow, she still get whatever she want. Talking about her nails, I'm finna nail her ass at home. Hit it in the shower, made her tell me what she want. Like I'm singing Maze, I made her tell me what she want. Wow. She on a power trip again. I know pussy power got me buying shit again. Friends ain't jacking me, you must be lying to your friends.
I made this point the other day on Off the Charts when I brought it. This is probably the most high energy of a Bryson Tiller song as I have ever heard.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
He normally has that, you know, really slow, dreamy, the stuff that the girls all like and the managers yell at us about.
Dreamy Danny, aw.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny, number 11, I got to give a shout out to one of our pandas. Daniel Preble is madly in love with this artist. It's his future ex-wife, Cardi B. He's got a new track. So, Daniel Preble, if you're listening, man, this one's for you. Cardi, if you're listening to the show, check out my boy Daniel if you ever get single. Hit him up.
Look, me versus you and you know they picking. Cheap and expensive, you knowing the difference. You know that it's tainting, you know what it's giving. Hair, nails, puddle, bare. I can survive in the coldest conditions. Hoes wear low, they tone when they spin. Bitches is washed, soap in the dishes. I apply pressure like boa constrictors. One bitch, two bitch, old bitch, new bitch. None of y'all bitches not gon' do shit. I'm in Miami, I pull up on cruise ship. You in Miami for also room shit. When I step a stamp.
So Daniel Preble's got a thing for Cardi B, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah, just don't go back to the hotel with her, Daniel. And if you do, she's going to drug you and take all your money. What do you know,
right.
Huh? Yeah.
Or your shoes, maybe.
Yeah, that was enough. Enough, and then in parentheses, Miami.
So, Miami. So. Welcome to Miami. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
It's not Will Smith's Miami.
Yeah.
Or no. Pitbull's no. Miami. Or
no. You know. Uh-uh.
Okay.
Or the Sound Machine, you know.
Conga. Next up, Ilan. Let's get back on track here.
Number 10. We're in the top 10, Daniel. Remember Chamillionaire?
Yes.
Yeah, well, his biggest hit has been remixed by Own Boss and features Ninjas, spelled N-X-N-J-A-S. It's riding dirty.
Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
Yeah, that's a badass song, man. Badass song.
Excellent remix, Mr. Own Boss. Well done, sir. Hey, guess what? We got some former guests of our show and their last track, most recent track they brought to Off the Charts, talking about E.T. Boys with Bong Bong.
went from 15 up to 9. T-Boys, Pepper will be happy about that one.
Yes, sir. Hey, number 8. While we're speaking of off the charts guests, rock star and buddy of ours, Kurt Dimer, an Ohio native from nearby Cincinnati where Danny lives. This is Dance, the latest from Kurt Dimer.
Start a fire. Silky lace on barren skin, under the sheets, under the wire.
You know, I want to take a second to thank everybody, because a lot of these songs were our picks on the other podcast, Panda Off the Charts. So a lot of the pandas who are reporting into to Alon on the Panda Top 20 must be listening to our show, because they're climbing the charts.
Indeed, they're digging those hot tunes. Hey, number 7, it's Ella Henderson featuring Rudimental. This is Alibi.
Love his song.
You ain't got no, you ain't got no.
By the way, Ella Henderson or Rudimental, either one of you, if you would like to join us on our other podcast, Panda Off the Chart, shoot me a message. We'll work that out, huh? Love to
come on the show. Let's do it. Danny, number 6. This is a Danny Meyer special. It's funky.
Who is it?
It's Lotto and Eric B. and Rakim. Rakim, excuse me, Technique.
Sleep. I've been trending all week. 7 days out of top week. Cheap. I ain't worried about sneaks. Made 100 more when them songs got leaked. Don't sweat the technique. Never sweat the technique. Don't sweat the technique. Never sweat the technique.
Don't sweat the technique.
Never sweat the technique.
Don't sweat the. And for those of you who don't know, that's kind of a cover copy, not really a sample, but Eric B. and Rakim recorded Don't Sweat the Technique back in the, 2000s, somewhere in there. So this is Lotto bringing it to the new generation.
Yes, indeed. I mean, Eric B. and Rakim are huge, massive, original hip-hop artists. Mm-hmm. You know, It Takes Two, right?
Yeah, they were involved in that.
Yeah, that was like 80, that was 80s, 90s. All right, number 5. We're in our top 5 now, Daniel. We got Rufus Du Sol with their track Alive as remixed by Anima.
There's a pain in my chest that I can't describe. I close my eyes. The day's the same. There's a thorn in my side when I hear my name. I feel the shame.
By the way, I've heard that her name is pronounced Anima, not Enema, Anima. So I'm going to go with that. Anima.
Right. He's got his sources.
Yeah.
He's got insiders. He's got insider info.
We got 4 songs left. You got to sit. You're sitting at home trying to figure out what could possibly be in these top 4. I will give you a hint. All 4 are debuts to the Panda Top 20 show.
Indeed, indeed. So number 4 is J-Rock and Anderson .Paak, phenomenal musician, by the way, great drummer too, and Lotto. This is Too Fast, Pull Over.
Move and move, you're too slow, bro. Update V8, time to V8 the motor. Everybody asking where I get the dope from. Update, I ain't never told no one. No sweat when you doing what you're supposed to do. No stress when I'm checking up on every move. Jumping out the moon roof to the solar. I can see you niggas starting over. Pull over, that ass too fast. Hit the ATM and grab more cash. Yes, now I'm feeling like a new man.
Pull over that ass too fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, fast. An Forking. Ass is fast.
Forking fast, man.
Oh, okay. Now, okay.
What would you think?
I couldn't figure it out, honestly.
You thought it was like a dog with worms just scooting around in their ass too fast?
Oh, my goodness.
You know what we need, Danny?
What?
We need some sexy in our life. You know what I'm saying?
With two Ys?
Everybody loves some sexy.
With two Ys.
With two Ys. So let's get it. Get it sexy by Sexy Red, y'all.
Slim, thick, crumble skin. 5'5", this bitch a 10. Her done, bills paid. Catch me sliding in a Benz. I ain't looking for no man. I ain't recruiting no new friends. But we back, filled with bands. Gone sexy, real dance. Get it sexy. 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 Boy, you know this ass super fat.
Sexy Red.
Yeah, she's red and she's sexy. Well, what more needs to be said? With two Y's. She's sexy. Yeah.
Okay, number two.
Number two. Hey, look. Kanye West may be crazy, right? But he's just a dope producer. I'm sorry. I just like his music. Kanye West, Ty Dolla $ign, and Rich the Kid are taking you to the carnival. And number two on the Panda Top 20 for April 2024.
Too rich to drive a Rolls, made a milli out of stoves. She let them put it in her nose. Pretty bitch with white toes. I done put on all the bros. I done fucked her in the rose. I done put up in the ghost. I done reached all my goals. Yeah, yeah, pull up with Yeezy and Dollar Sign. I'm all about business, I'm man to man. Pull up in the treasure like Caliban. Pull up with a regular like number 9. I don't want your hoes. Your nigga reach out the goals. Let her suck the dick, said she was a pro. And she scraped with teeth, I'ma tell her to go. Go, go, go.
Carnival, that is by Ye, Kanye West, and Ty Dolla $ign. And I have not figured out, what are these two characters? One's a dollar sign, but what's the other one that spells out Ye, which is Kanye's new nickname?
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't care. He's Kanye West. He's Kanye West.
Yeah. Well, that song was Carnival. And before we get to number one, I found an interesting tidbit about that song. Do you know what that song sampled?
No.
This is going to surprise you. The original song that Kanye recorded for Carnival had a sample of a live performance from Iron Man. But Ozzy Osbourne refused to grant permissions.
Wow.
However, it got replaced with a sample from Hell of a Life by West, which itself contained a legally cleared interpolation of Iron Man.
Damn,
are you with
me? He wanted to get his way.
Are you with me?
Yeah. Pretty smart. That's how it works, man. Kanye.
Ozzy's got to be pissed.
You know, Ozzy will forget the next day anyways.
Yeah.
We're up to number one, Dan.
One.
Dan the Man, Levitan.
Uno. Eins. Number All one right. song.
I'm going to try again. We talked about Daniel Preble's celebrity crush. This is my celebrity crush. So Dua, if you're listening. And you're single. I'd love to take you out for coffee, dinner, something. Make it simple. I'm not going to impress you by whining and dining you. You travel all around the world. You got your own money. You're rich. Let's just have a nice conversation. That's all I'm saying. Dua Lipa, Training Season at number one.
By the way, I tried to do you a favor with that. Dua Lipa texted me the other day, and what? I told her that you had a big thing for her. And yeah. You want to know what she said?
What?
Alon who?
Yeah.
Alon who?
Exactly. She doesn't know who I am. If she did, she'd be calling.
Ah. See? Gotcha.
I just got to get an introduction. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I could do that. I'll probably text with her again later this afternoon. So
sure.
We'll do sure. that. Sure, sure.
How we roll.
Alon, yeah. Do you have any final thoughts here?
Hey, it's springtime. A lot of new music rolling out, as you can see by all the debuts on the chart. So DJs, keep your ears to the ground, to the clubs, to your entertainers, to your fellow DJs. A lot of new music coming out. It's that time of year. Everyone's getting ready for summer, so the bangers are going to start hitting.
Very good. And before we get out of here, I have to pay tribute to a man, a legend in our industry who passed away this week. His name is Don Waite, and he's the founder of Exotic Dancer Publications. And he had this vision of putting together a magazine originally and then going on and putting an expo together where all of the strip club owners would get together and kind of work together a little bit. And he started the expo. And then after a few years of that, they started including the managers and the DJs and the entertainers. And they started with the feature awards and everything like that. So basically what I am saying is the strip club industry would not have been the same if Don Waite, the founder of ED Productions, Publications, I mean, wouldn't have been here. So a big thank you to Don Waite. You know, I also, this last August, I got to watch him get inducted into the Exotic Dancer Hall of Fame, and he gave a really nice speech out there. So if I was to come out with something positive of this, I am so glad that he made it in to the ED Hall of Fame while he's still alive and he could give an acceptance speech. So Don Waite, we're going to miss you, especially at this expo, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Rest in peace, Don. We love you.
Keep in mind all of the What's Hot of the Strip Club podcasts, including the Panda Top 20, Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music, Hall of Fame, and Behind the Curtain can be found at whatshotitsc.com.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong, presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.